Thank you, Mr. President, and can I firstly add my delegation's voice to those expressing appreciation for your work, Mr. President, on shepherding the CD report through to adoption this year. Australia was proud to be part of the P6 this year, and we are pleased that this approach will continue into 2021. We're also pleased that Australia's two working papers, reflecting the work that we undertook during our presidency, were included in the CD report. These papers respectively covered a summary of our consultations undertaken earlier this year with CD members and our proposal to make the CD rules of procedure gender neutral. Many of you had commented to us that the views and the priorities expressed during our consultations would be a good basis for work going forward, and you expressed an interest in us formalising these consultations into a working paper, which we have done. While it is an Australian paper done with the support of the P6, it does not express Australia's views. Rather, it reflects the views and priorities of you, the CD members. We hope that this paper will be a useful working document for next year's P6 to take forward. We were also pleased by the broad support that we received from delegations for our gender proposal. And in this regard, I would like to note with appreciation the Distinguished Ambassador of India's helpful earlier intervention on gender-neutral language today. We hope that next year's P6 will be able to progress this simple but important technical update to the rules of procedure to demonstrate the importance of diversity and equality to the work of the CD. Australia stands ready to provide all necessary assistance in this endeavour. I thank you, Mr. President.